Today, who pays for card payments? You pay, of course. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of those posts covering finance and property news. Electronic payments have taken over the lion's share of transactions across Australia, although around 15% of transactions are still in cash, and they still remain a critical choice for people. But the dirty secret is that those electronic payment channels are costing people dear via undisclosed or only partially disclosed fees. Once again, the financial sector players are profiting from the payment revolution at our expense. But now, the RBA has released a consultation paper as part of its review of merchant card payment costs and surcharging. This follows an extensive public consultation process since the release of an issues paper in October 2024. The Payments System Board has reached the preliminary view that it would be in the public interest to firstly remove surcharging on EFTPOS, MasterCard and Visa cards. Consumers, they say, currently pay around $1.2 billion in card surcharging each year, which would be the equivalent of around $60 for every adult using a card. Often, merchants have signs at checkouts disclosing card surcharging, which is currently legal and makes cash transactions cheaper than cards. They argue that surcharging is no longer achieving its intended purpose of steering consumers to make more efficient payment choices. Avoiding surcharges has become harder as cash usage has declined and businesses are increasingly charging the same surcharge across debit and credit cards, and there are significant challenges in enforcing the current surcharging rules. Removing surcharging would make card payments simpler, more transparent, and help to increase competition in the card payment system, they say. Our goal is a more competitive, efficient and safe payment system for everyone, the RBA Governor Michelle Bullock said. Those changes would fall under the central bank's existing powers and would not need the government to pass legislation, but the RBA noted that the government could ban surcharges in the future if they managed to linger. The declining use of cash and the rise of electronic payments means that more Australians are getting slugged by surcharges even when they use their own money, Treasurer Jim Chalmers said. The Treasurer described the review as an important step to reducing costs while managing the impact for businesses and the economy, and he said the government would consider the RBA's recommendations along with broader industry feedback. Trouble is, of course, that small business operators, including cafes and shop owners, have previously expressed concerns about a surcharge ban, worried that they would end up footing the bill and would need to raise prices more broadly to cover payment costs. The review did note that the downsides to a debit and credit surcharge ban included greater costs for merchants to absorb or pass on through higher consumer prices other than other options it considered. And that's the problem, really. So everyone will pay because, of course, small businesses won't be able to manage the extra costs, particularly in the current environment, and so we'll need to lift prices. Submissions argued that it would put pressure on merchants' profitability, and it would particularly affect industries with lower margins, such as hospitality. Now next, the RBA wants to lower the cap on interchange fees paid by businesses. These are the hidden fees between banks, which of course ultimately go through to businesses. And this, of course, in turn means that businesses have to charge those prices on to their customers. The RBA estimates that this could save businesses around $1.2 billion in interchange fees a year. Around 90% of Australian businesses are estimated to be better off under the proposed policies. The proposed reductions to interchange caps would benefit small businesses the most, as they tend to pay fees closer to the existing caps. Introducing caps on foreign interchange fees would also help to lower fees for all businesses accepting international cards. Actually, there are around 8 million so-called combination cards in circulation in Australia that require the user to select whether to use as a debit or a credit card. In practice, actually, the default tends often to be the more expensive credit card, which means that the banks ultimately are making more for that type of transaction. The RBA said the industry feedback was that it was simpler just to remove surcharging on both debit and credit cards to avoid confusion and implementation issues. But remember, this is talking about reducing the interchange fees, not removing them completely. And the bank also wants to require card networks and large acquirers to publish the fees they charge. Improving transparency and competition will help all players better understand the fees they're charged and make it easier for business to shop around for a better deal, they say. Transparency from these providers will help businesses find the best deals and encourage competition, Ms. Bullock said. Now, the RBA is looking for feedback on the proposed policy options and draft standards by the 26th of August 2025, after which they plan to finalise reforms that are in the public interest in line with its objectives for a safe, competitive and efficient payment system. The RBA intends to publish those conclusions and an implementation timeline for the regulatory steps by the end of the year. Payments industry consultant Brad Kelly co-founded the Independent Payments Forum to lobby on behalf of small and medium businesses for changes to the payment system. He's argued banks should shoulder fees rather than passing them on to businesses. We've been sold debit card products, 47 million debit cards in Australia. We've been sold those products as a cash replacement. We're accessing our cash that's sitting in the bank, he said. Payment service provider Square pointed to surcharge reforms in the EU and the UK, saying they led to downward pressure on pricing for small businesses. But Square Australia Executive Director Moko Lamentea would not say whether the company would lower its fees for merchants once it faces lower interchange fees under the RBA proposal. We'll assess, as we often do, whether our fees are fit for purpose for the market, whether they're adhering to regulation, whether they are competitive. Interestingly, submissions to the review highlighted the increasingly complex nature of the fees, which providers would also need to work with industry to simplify. So there'll be a six-week period of consultation following this release and a final paper wrapping up the review expected by the end of the year. Interestingly, it's worth noting American Express does not fall under the RBA's remit due to its structure, so it would not be covered by the proposed changes, but the RBA says it could also choose to also ban surcharging. But my point is this: all of these complexities around interchange fees and surcharging is ultimately ending on the door of consumers. Because one way or the other, consumers are paying at the moment. And I would remind you, of course, that the banks have grizzled for a long time about the costs of cash and the fact that it's unfair that the banks should be paying for cash. Well, I would argue that providing payment services is a core part of what any bank should be doing. So in a way, trying to then pass those on to us as consumers or small businesses is, well, true to form, but isn't that fair either. So there may be some small improvements, but I suspect the puzzle will just be moving costs around and ultimately consumers will continue to pay. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.